I think it's a great idea because it stretches different generations of players. Our band, Gypsy Mania Hot Club Quartet, has been around a little longer. We're a little bit older, and we have these young guys in the Mississippi Hot Club and the Red Hot Django Peppers. We all have a love for this music of Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli. We'll call it Jazz Manouche. And so it's fun to celebrate three different bands under the same inspiration at the Hook and Ladder.
To every band in this style, the name Django Reinhardt looms large. And it's great to see even the young bands coming up playing the older Django compositions. And that's certainly true of the Mississippi Hot Club.
They do a lot of the Django standards. One piece that they sent me is a piece called Micro. Which is very well executed, and I'm impressed with their presentation and recording of it.
To me, it sounded like the violin player and the guitar player had some intricate stuff worked out perfectly.
Yes, it's a very tight melody, and the rhythms are very tight, and that's hard to do in that kind of music. And so kudos to them for playing that.
All right, let's hear a little bit of the melodic statement at the beginning of Micro by the Mississippi Hot Club, and then we'll let it play into the violin and guitar solos. Little bit of Micro by the Mississippi Hot Club, and we're speaking with Glenn Helgeson, who helped create a three-band event at the Hook and Ladder in Minneapolis. Three Hot Club bands, Friday, April 6th from 7 till midnight. Another one of the groups to play is the Red Hot Django Peppers, and their version of Dark Eyes. What do you love about this version, Glenn?
I love the Spanish, almost flamenco influence that they put on this piece. It's a Russian folk song, but just because it's in minor and some of the chords, I like what Ryan does and the rest of the band does with the harmony at the intro especially. And to me, it almost sounds like a flamenco piece before it starts off as Dark Eyes. So they have a nice twist on that.
Let's play a portion where we can catch the tempo change. We're speaking with Glenn Helgeson, one of the curators of Hot Club at the Hook April 6th at the Hook and Ladder in Minneapolis. Your group is called Gypsy Mania. You're the composer of Curious Wanderer. How did this come to be written?
I was watching a movie called Everything is Illuminated, which is about a woman, a daughter going to Eastern Europe to see where her father had died in World War II. And in this movie, they had a lot of really neat Eastern European folk music kind of in the background. And there was this one piece that was in 5/4, and it was this acoustic guitar playing da 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 da, and the violin played a simple melody. And I thought, now that would be a neat rhythm to write a piece of music to. So I changed the key up the tempo and wrote my own melody, almost out of the harmonic minor mode of chord changes in melody, and it turned out really well. I'm proud of it.
Glenn Helgeson's composition, Curious Wanderer. And that was the group he's part of, Gypsy Mania. The Mississippi Hot Club and the Red Hot Django Peppers join Gypsy Mania for an evening of hot club jazz at the Hook and Ladder in Minneapolis, Saturday night, April 6th, from 7 till midnight. For information, the web address is thehookmpls.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.